So here we are, on the rooftop. I want to say thank you. Thank you for saving me. I was really gonna jump. I'm sorry. Oh, jeez. I'm sorry. That wasn't okay. I'm sorry for all that he did to you. And I'm so glad we can be friends. So. Or at least try to. I'm sorry. I'm so vulnerable now. Fuck, I hate it. I hate being vulnerable. I hate it. We can be friends. A little, but nothing too heavy. You want to skip school? And do what? There's not much you could possibly do. You want to go somewhere with me? I mean, I've skipped school before, yeah. Who do you think I am? I'm the girl who used to kick your ass. Not anymore. I will say that I might miss it just a tad bit. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, let's go. I should sneak out while it's still lunch. You got my hand. Oh, hey, slow down. What? I can't keep up. You're gonna make me fall. Let go. Jeez, I can run myself. Just go, I'll follow. It's fine. All right. Well, at least we're out of the school. Whatever. So where are we going? Do you want me to keep following you? Okay. Well, there's not too much that I can do, but jump up there? Seriously? Fine, I guess I can. All right, there. Now, what did you... Whoa. This looks really nice. What? How did you find this place? You ran here one day after I bullied you? I'm sorry. It really is my fault. You keep saying it's okay, but it's just not okay to me that I did that to you. It feels awful, and you didn't deserve that. I mean it. I'll never do that again. I'll never hurt you again. You're really silly. That's just how it is, right? You're so kind and compassionate to me. I really don't deserve this. You being so sweet. Well, what do you want to do? Just sit here and talk? Yeah, so about all of it. You heard every time me and my mom argued. I can't believe it. And you never really said anything, eh? You never said anything. How was I gonna know? You just kept it a secret. I should learn from you, huh? Maybe I'll actually learn something. Can I just lay my head on your shoulder? I never thought that I'd be sitting here talking to you and apologizing. It's just not what I had in mind. Well, I've never really understood why I do these things. I just know that you're very sweet. Can I come stay with your family for a while? I know it's a big request, but I can't stay home. It's getting worse. It's getting so much worse. And I know you're hearing it. She's screaming at me and yelling. I don't know what to do. I don't know. It's getting insane. And I'm starting to think she's not caring. You'll talk to your mom? Does your mom know about me? No? I mean, she knows I'm your neighbor, right? Of course she does. Does she know about the arguments in the house? Yeah, I thought so. Well, if you can get your mom to say yes, I'd appreciate it. You think she'll say yes? I can sleep on the couch or something. I won't bother. This really is a beautiful view, just sitting here. I thought I'd be a little bit scared, but if we do somewhere want to go over, it's not even that fall. It's not even that kind of fall, I'm sorry. Like, it's maybe like a foot down. It's fine. I'm not scared. I'm tough, remember? I don't really sound like it anymore, do I? Being vulnerable is really scary. I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do to make it all up to you. You want me to go on a date with you? You're kidding, right? There's no way I could go on a... No, that's so wrong. No, really. Like, going on a date feels like I'm abusing you. Well, I guess I could try coming over or whatever. So, what about that? Why don't we just go somewhere? Maybe the park next to us. The park. Yeah, that's for sure. We can go there, and then we can hang out at your place, and I can talk to your mom. Sounds good? All right. Well, let's go to the park then, and we can hang out a little bit more. Again, I'm sorry. Huh? You kissed my forehead. It just caught me by surprise. Are you sure that's okay? Well, okay. Let's go.